This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Viewers of The NewsHour and readers of The Rundown blog know that we have been covering the Gulf oil spill extensively, and just because the oil spill has been capped, or the gusher has been capped, doesn't mean that there isn't a lot yet left to learn. We are joined at the moment by David Valentine, who is a professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Hari.
Okay, at the moment, you're on the NOAA ship Pisces, is that right?
Yeah, we're on the NOAA ship Pisces. We've been working in the Gulf about 100, 150 miles out from the wellhead for the last several days.
Okay, you've got a paper that's just come out in Science. It's called Propane Respiration Jumpstarts Microbial Response to a Deep Oil Spill. So translate that to plain English for us.
In plain English, we were on a cruise back in June, from June 11th to June 21st. Where we were looking at the natural gases that were emanating from the then-spilling wellhead. What we found is that the natural gases comprised a majority of the hydrocarbons that were trapped in the deep ocean, and that much of the bacterial activity that was going on and the drawdown of oxygen, the loss of oxygen in the deep waters, was coming from those gases, particularly propane and ethane and butane.
Okay, so now we've got bacteria that are essentially gobbling up those gases, and what are you finding in these different plumes? Are there different amounts of bacteria in different places?
Yeah, what we were able to do is to track the early history of the plumes. We were able to show that the bacteria are first going after propane, probably butane. Ethane is lagging a little bit behind that. Methane lags a little behind that. And that there's a transition in the bacteria that are present in those waters associated with those different types of metabolism.
So I suppose the good news is that the natural gases are getting out of the water, but the bad news is that it's, what, costing the water oxygen?
Yeah, the observations that we made, and a number of other groups have also made, is that the oxygen levels were beginning to drop. They were down something on the order of 25-30% when we were looking at them back in June. That seems to have stabilized a bit, and the levels are down about 10% now, but over a much broader area. So it's good. The organisms are there. They're doing the consumption of some of these hydrocarbons. What we really don't know is how that is going to transition from gas over to oil. Some of these organisms may be able to move on to certain components of the oil after they consume the gas, but that's really what we're out here now trying to understand.
And what are the long-term impacts of having these plumes of natural gas in these deep waters?
Well, I think that the compounds that we looked at close into the wellhead, the propane and the butane and the ethane, they were the first to go. And we saw in some samples they were almost completely gone. So they were an immediate response. They got things going. Most of the respiration that occurred was tied to these compounds. So that's really the beginning, the early phase, and there were a lot of reports of these oxygen drawdowns, and these compounds were probably the cause. Then they're gone, and the question becomes, what are organisms going to do next? They're going to turn to methane. We see that some indication that they're turning to methane after those compounds are gone. And then the real open question, to what extent will they turn to oil? And that's what we're hoping to get from our current studies and other studies conducted by others out here.
All right, David Valentine joining us from the NOAA ship Pisces. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you, Hari.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.